اهلا عبدل هن.
اولا عبدل هير. I don't want to start a fight. I just want to be Musoto. That's why I want to wait with Baba Mthethwa. His commentary go AFCON. Young Khaza. Thanks to Baba. Sekitsaba hore. Tabana. Now I just want to learn hore. Ha ho tloka hale re Egypt baby. We can watch all 52 Africa Cup of Nations games with expert analysis and commentary in English, isiZulu and Sesotho in HD on SuperSport only on DStv Compact.
Sokala Duma Radio.
If maybe you are not tuned in to your television set right now, getting ready for the big clash between the boys, that is Bafana Bafana this afternoon against Cote d'Ivoire, at least you should be tuned in here on SL Radio, getting all the updates that you need about the Africa Cup of Nations currently underway in Egypt. It all started last week Friday, where the host, that is Egypt, beat Zimbabwe 1-0 in the opening game of the tournament. But the pride of the nation is at stake. National interest takes the front seat. We are hoping by the time we are live by now, Coach Stuart Baxter would have announced the starting 11 that will be taking on Ivory Coast in the opening game of their group, Bafana Bafana. That is the 2015 AFCON champions. That is Cote d'Ivoire, rather. Game kicking off at 4:30 this afternoon. We'll keep track of the team sheet throughout the show. But to tell us more and give us a bit of an insight about the starting 11 and what we can expect in today's game, joining us on the line all the way from Cairo is our very own reporter and journalist Mazola Mulefe. Tamazet, welcome to SL Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, loud and clear.
Loud and clear from my side also. Tamazet, I was just welcoming you to the show, but one thing that we are going to talk about is Coach Baxter, as he is yet to release the squad. We expect a meltdown and all of sorts of debates on social media, but what sort of a lineup can we expect from Sir Baxter today?
In fact, Shane, I think he's just released it. Just now, as you were calling me, I think the squad was announced.
All right.
And maybe you can even check the Bafana Bafana Twitter account. It's Ronwen Williams that's perhaps the big surprise.
Wow.
In that he's made it as the goalkeeper for this game against Ivory Coast ahead of Darren Keat.
Mm.
And then you have the captain, Tulani Hlatshwayo, partnering with Buhlem Kwanazi.
Mm.
Then you have Utami Mkhize at right back.
Sure.
Then you have Sifiso Santi at left back.
Mm.
Then Dean Furman and Kamohelo Mokotjo are the two central defenders.
Sure.
Partnering up in midfield.
Mm.
Central midfielders for Bafana Bafana. Then you have Themba Zwane and Lebo Mabue, as well as then the usual suspects up front in Kesi Tau, as well as Lebo Motiba. So that's your starting 11 for Bafana's AFCON opener here in Egypt against Ivory Coast.
Wow. I mean, what is the general feeling, though, amongst the South Africans ahead of today's game? Are they feeling optimistic, or are there more of those who are feeling, nah, Bafana are just there to add the numbers?
I think it's a bit of both. I think, obviously, you know as well as I do that the morale when it comes to Bafana Bafana has not been the same. You know, you've got one extreme of people who still believe that Bafana could surprise a lot of teams in this competition, go past the group stages, and a very few that are hopeful that Bafana can even win this tournament. I must say, to be honest, I'm not one of the few that think can win it. I'll be happy with Bafana being able to come out of the group stages.
Mm.
I think it's a tough group with Morocco beating Namibia yesterday and going top of the group. And we have an Ivory Coast team that's not the same, obviously, as your Didier Drogba and Yaya Torres, but they still have Wilfred Zaha, they still have Wilfred Boni. You know, they still have a good team that can still perhaps even be a powerhouse in African football, although they were not at the World Cup last year, and we were not at the World Cup either. The only team that were there in our group is Morocco, with their very, very good coach, Hervé Renard. So, you know, let's see how it goes. I'm just hopeful that Bafana can come out of the group stage. I think they have enough in their tank to come out of the group stages. But as I explained to you earlier, I think they are too extreme. There are people who, I think Bafana have got no chance whatsoever. And then there's another group that feel Bafana can maybe come out of the group stages and maybe even go as far as the quarterfinals or even winning this tournament.
Wow. And I was coming to that one, what can we expect, though, from today's game? When you look at the Bafana 11 that Coach Stuart Beck has just announced, what sort of result can we maybe expect from the game?
You know, we need to put our best foot forward. And I think, you know, that means trying to obviously win the game. You know, I don't think Bafana are here just to add up the numbers. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a tricky fixture. It's a team of the quality of Ivory Coast that has in the past been synonymous with being one of the powerhouses in African football. But you must take note of the fact that they are not the same anymore. They are not as good as they used to be. They were not at the World Cup last year, and they've been consistently at those types of tournaments. So, you know, I'll be genuinely pleased, obviously, if we can get all 3 points. You know, a draw being, you know, being the least that we could get, without obviously having my expectations raised too high, because I also know that this Bafana team didn't get to the World Cup. This Bafana team was not at the 2017 Nations Cup rather, but they were at the 2015 Nations Cup, and they failed to come out of the group stages without winning a single game at the time. So we need to gauge how good this team has been in the past. Just because they've qualified for a competition doesn't necessarily mean they are the powerhouses that they once were when they won this competition in 1996 and reached the finals to try and defend the same competition in 1998 at this very city of Cairo, in this very country of Egypt, those many years ago when they were coached by the legendary Jomo Sol.
Yeah, and you spoke about this Cote d'Ivoire team being the powerhouse and not being the same as a team that won this tournament back in 2015. Now, there's this Cote d'Ivoire team. They've been scoring an avalanche of goals in the qualifiers leading up to the tournament. But also, when you look at Bafana, they've only conceded two in the qualifiers. This promises to be a tricky fixture, Boot.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's what I'm saying. We need to look at both the qualification phase of all our teams. You know, just how good were Bafana in the group stages. I know there's that dark cloud of when Bafana fails to beat the Seychelles away from home, and that delayed our celebration to say that we qualified. Mm. But nonetheless, we only conceded two goals, and one of them was an own goal. But other than that, we've been pretty solid, I think, in this cup competition in the qualifiers. And then, you know, measure that up with Ivory Coast, as you mentioned, Sean, that they've been scoring goals as well. You know, they've had Wilfred Bony coming back and returning and showing the great form of old for his national team. We know that he's moved away from the English Premier League now, so he's not at the very highest level of competitive football, if I can put it like that. But he remains a threat. And you have Wilfred Zaha, who did well for Crystal Palace in the English Premier League. And those are the two top players up front that Bafana should worry about. But I'm still pessimistic. I'm hopeful. I think Bafana can narrowly win this one, maybe even 1-0 or 2-1, just to make a lasting impression for their AFCON opener.
Wow. And there will be also an AFCON debut for footballer of the season, Thembinkosi Lorch, and another bright prospect, Upesi Tau. How do you see them panning out in this tournament?
Look, I think Pesi, you know, has been our go-to man for much of the tournament over the last, for much of the qualifiers, and even for much of Bafana's last couple of games in the last year or two, ever since we were trying to get to the World Cup. And we didn't manage to do that, and even throughout the qualifiers of the AFCON. So I think he's well established, and this is a big stage for him. You know, remember, he just won, you know, recently been crowned the Belgian Footballer of the Year in the second division.
Sure.
And that speaks volume about his confidence and where he's headed from here onwards. So I think you can expect him to still carry that momentum. There'll be scouts from all over Europe. You're looking at him. We know his loan situation at the moment. It doesn't look like he's going back to Brighton. So it's probably another loan spell, possibly going to France or another team. So you never know who's looking at him. And the same can be said about Tevinko's Lodge. It's not too late. You know, if he can get a run in, if he can get time to impress Coach Stuart Baxter in training, he can possibly come in. His confidence is obviously high because he's just been crowned Footballer of the Year in South Africa. So if he can keep that mindset and try to prove that he's that very same player that made things tick for Orlando Pirates, maybe he can make things tick for the national team.
Wow. Budmazola, Budam, I will guess I will have to let you go, but let me take this time and thank you so much, my brother, for taking your time off your busy schedule and speaking to us here on SL Radio.
It's always a pleasure.
A very big thank you there to our journalist, that is Mazola Molefe, who's all the way in Cairo for the Africa Cup of Nations, giving us an insight on what to expect in this all-important game between Bafana Bafana against Cote d'Ivoire this afternoon at 4:30. The last time these two teams met in a competitive match, I remember it was way back in 2003 where we drew 0-0 in Abidjan, that is the capital of Ivory Coast, in the first leg of the qualifiers before Bafana wrap up the second leg match with a 2-1 win in Polokwane, with Siyabonga Nomvete and Sean Bartlett scoring the winning goals for Bafana. With just under 3 hours to kick off for Bafana's opening game against the Ivorians, earlier we caught up with one of Bafana's players who is not only famous around South Africa in the colors of Bafana Bafana and Orlando Pirates' former team, but for FC Copenhagen in Denmark as well, and that is Usibusiso Zuma. Please sit back and enjoy the interview.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.
And now joining us on the line is the former Bafana Bafana, former Orlando Pirates striker, and that is Usibusiso Ri Zuma. Ri, a very good afternoon and welcome to SL Radio.
Afternoon to the listeners.
Buti, all eyes will be looking at Bafana in Egypt this afternoon. And as a former player who's played at the highest level for Bafana, how do you see today's game panning out?
First of all, let me just say to the boys, good luck for the game today. You don't have to to focus so much, concentrate on games like this, because everyone understands that the tournament as a whole is very important, especially for the country. So the guys understand that, and we're just hoping that they're going to have a good start, you know, because it's we all know that it's important that they start with collecting 3 points on the first game, so they can relax and focus on the next game.
Do you think yesterday's result between Namibia and Morocco will put an added pressure on them, Bafana?
I think all the results, because, I've watched all the games. It's been difficult. And it's always difficult. You know, first games, they are the ones that are very difficult. So it demands a lot of focus from the guys and understanding that they need to win this game. It's very important.
And during your time...
I was saying that a draw is not enough with the situation that we are in right now. Everyone wants us to perform, so the guys understand that. So it's very important that the first game is just 100% focus, and we collect all the points.
And during your time back in 2003 in the qualifiers, you also played and managed to beat Ivory Coast. How did you deal with them physically?
Well, it's competition, because some of the guys, you know, you play with them in Europe, even if it's different clubs, but you know how they play. Now it's very difficult, because we don't know who's going to be playing for Ivory Coast. And we just have to focus on our game. It's very important that on this tournament, we focus on what we can do. We focus on guys like Dawu. Guys like Hlompho Kekane, experienced guys who've been to Africa with the Champions League.
And those guys, the likes of Hlompho Kekane, the likes of Zungu, even himself, Upesi Tau, how vital will those kind of players be for Uko Stuart Baxter?
Well, experience counts, because they've been to Champions League, they've been to, they've played against these guys, most of them. So that counts. That experience is what we need for tournaments like this. And I was happy with the selected squad.
Wow. And you've also played under Coach Stuart Baxter. You think he can emulate the class of 96?
Well, he's a type of coach that will do everything to win a football match. So by that, I think we have a good coach to take us maybe to the quarterfinals, semis, if we can. I believe in him because he's going to push as hard as he can with his experience as well. It's a plus for South Africa.
And during your era also, we had the likes of yourself, Sean Bartlett, Benny McCarthy, the proven goal scorers. You think we still have those kind of characters in this generation of today, right?
Well, even if we don't have guys like Benny, Sean, we still have to adapt and make sure that we win. You know, that's what we want. And we know these guys, they can score goals. Guys like Tau, guys like Sean, they're going to play a very important role because they've scored goals on the Champions League. This is exactly the same level. So they need to lead these boys and show them that we can go far in this tournament. I think that's the most important thing. It's the spirit of this team because it's a young team, but we need to have leaders.
And these teams that we are in the same group with, like your Morocco, your Cote d'Ivoire, they are nations with players gathered all in these big leagues in Europe. You think they have an advantage over Bafana going into this tournament?
Well, they do. We can't run away from that. Sure. I mean, Morocco is doing well at the moment. So with the experience as well, they've been on the Champions League for years. So that counts. You know, teams like Nigeria, they've been around for years. Mm. So we can say that we're brand new, but we can compete. We are big enough to compete. So yeah, South Africa is one of the powerhouses in Africa. So we need to show that.
And who are the players that you are looking forward to this afternoon when Coach Stuart Baxter announces his squad? Which player will you be looking forward to seeing in that starting 11?
I'm saying Percy Tau is going to play a big role in this tournament, you know, with his experience. And he's the player that I'm going to focus on because I believe that if he can lead these guys, especially in getting us goals, then the whole team will have a good tournament.
Wow. All right, Ri, let me take this time, my brother, and thank you so much for speaking to us here on SL Radio.
Thanks for the call, my man. Anytime.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And that was the conversation we had earlier with Sibu Siso Ri Zuma. It was his birthday, rather. I mean, yesterday, the big man turning 44 years of age just yesterday. Wow. Can you believe how time flies? Just yesterday, he was playing and scoring goals for Bafana. But today, the man is turning 44 and getting ready maybe to be a coach. Happy birthday to you, Ri. Well, we didn't end there, though. We also spoke to a former Bafana defender, a man who's played in so many positions in his career, a striker during his days as Umtata Bucks, but also he's played as a defender and also as a midfielder for Kaizer Chiefs, and that is Upatrick Maya. We spoke to him, and this was our conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.
Now joining us on the line is a former Bafana midfielder. He's also played as centre-back. He's also played as a striker. That is Patrick Mayo. Putram, welcome to SL Radio. How are you doing?
I'm Randy Putmanakondo right now.
Very well, very well. Putram, all eyes will be looking at Bafana in Egypt this afternoon. I mean, as a player who's also played at this tournament back in 2004, how important it is for Bafana to win against Ivory Coast this afternoon?
Yeah, it's going to be a very difficult game, but we have to win it. So if we don't win it, then a draw will be okay. But this is the most important thing that it is going to determine where you're going to be in the tournament. If you win the first game of the preliminary games, then it tells you that we will be going far from the knockout stages if you can win. Because this is the most important game that we are facing today.
And you guys, in your era, you've also played against Ivory Coast. How did you do it, and how did you manage to deal with their physical strength of the game?
Yeah, the game is going to be very, very physical. That's one thing that we must make it a point that we are going to face this afternoon. Mm. It's a physical game because the Ivorians are very, very physical. Mm. So we have to deal with that in order for us to win the game. We have to be able to accommodate the Ivorians because their physical strength is their most important weapon that they have.
Do you think it could work in Bafana's advantage that they were also in the same group as Nigeria, another side who are very known to be physical and bulky during the qualifiers? Do you think maybe Bafana players, at least they know what to expect against the Ivorians?
Exactly. They know that they are expecting against the Ivorians because we managed to beat Nigeria in their own backyard. So we are facing the same physicality against the Ivorians, same as the Nigerians. But if we are going to play our normal game, as we know that South Africans are very skillful than Nigerians. Nigerians, they are going to use, I mean, the Ivorians, they are going to use their physical against us. Then if we're going to play our normal game, then we can easily beat them, avoid the contact. As long as we are going to avoid the contact against them, then we can easily beat them.
Wow. And we are playing this team. I mean, which players are you looking forward to seeing in this afternoon's game?
I'm looking forward to our own Messi. Messi Tau.
Wow.
If he's in the game today, then we will easily win against the Ivorians because he knows his strength, that he's nippy, he's short, and he's going to avoid the contact.
And
if he's in the game, then we will easily win the game.
Wow. Yeah. And the Ivorians are also, their squad is dominated by players who are playing overseas, while here in SA, our squad is dominated by players who are playing here locally in the Premier Soccer League. Do you think that will be an advantage to Ivory Coast?
It can work on their side, but at the same time, it can work on our side. If they are going into today's game with big-headed, then they will in for a trouble. Because our players that were being selected to international team, they are the ones who are playing mostly in the PSL. So they want to make their names for themselves also.
Wow.
And they are scouts who are there. So they also want to market themselves.
We also,
it can work to our advantage.
Yeah. And we also have players like Abohlompho Kekana, Tyson Thulane Hlatshwayo, Dean Foreman, players who've played in the Champions League. Remember, Kekana has won the Champions League with Sundowns. Dean Foreman has been to the final of the CAF Confed Cup with SuperSport United. While Tyson has been a regular for Bafana, he's also our skipper. How important will those players be for Bafana?
They are very important. They are the ones who are making the spine of the Bafana team. Because if the backbone is not strong, then obviously a team will never perform if the backbone is not strong. And we are talking about Tyson, who's playing as a centre-back. We are talking about Kekan and Thurman, who are playing as central midfielders. And then up front, we have got Percy Tau. So if the backbone is strong, then obviously the team will definitely be strong.
Wow. Budam, I guess I will have to let you go. But thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us here on SL Radio.
I'll go, Buduma.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
And that was the conversation we had earlier with Patrick Mayo. He was also part of the Bafana squad that played AFCON back in 2004. He's been there. He's played Ivory Coast. He's done that. He knows what it means to don that famous green and gold jersey of Bafana. Well, we also got to speak to one of our own from our sister magazine, that is Kickoff Magazine, and that is Lorenz Kohler. And this was how our conversation.
Soccer La Duma Radio.
And now joining us on the line is Lorenz Kohler, is one of our journalists for our sister magazine Kickoff. Lorenz, welcome to SL Radio. How are you doing there in Egypt?
Thank you, Shane, for having me. Things are going well in Egypt. The first few days was rough, as expected, because I can't speak the mother tongue of Arabic in the area. It's extremely, extremely, extremely hot here. But it's been good. The people have been helpful. You get the odd person that wants to rob you of your money because they see you foreign and taking advantage of you. But everyone's been very hospitable. They have a good interest at heart. And I have to say, I've never met some a group of people, I mean, like a nation that's so crazy about football. They love, they breathe football. Football is like oxygen to them. Wow. So yeah, it's an amazing experience. I saw something, one of the fans saying, being at AFCON is like being in Mecca or heaven, football heaven. So this is exactly what I'm experiencing right now.
I mean, we are just 2 hours away from kickoff. Are there any fans, Bafana fans, that you are seeing roaming around around the stadium there?
Look, it's very early right now, and I'm in the stadium, so you can, as you can see, like right now, what I'm looking at is like the training, the opening ceremony. So they're playing the music here in the background, bringing out the flags. The, you know the opening ceremony where they bring out the CAF flags and everything.
Yeah.
So they're just training it now before the game. It's about, I think, 2 or 3 hours before kickoff. So yeah, people are still flowing in the in the grounds. The journalists are still trying to get entry in, but yeah, I haven't seen much fans, but it's still very early.
I saw one of your tweets yesterday where you were talking about how the media was being treated and how the Egyptian media was given first preference of the press conferences and all of stuff. Have that been sorted out?
Okay, so yeah, there was a lot of confusion surrounding what was happening.
Sure.
But it's been clarified now. What happened with during the accreditation process, which it was a nightmare to get here, for example, because I only got my accreditation like 5 days before I was supposed to leave South Africa, which meant like I got that 5 days to get a visa that usually takes 21 days to get. So they explained to me that the website crashed of CAF Media. So everything has to be done manually. So for example, if I'm by my hotel, which is about 20 kilometers away from Bafana Stadium,
sure,
I have to go there 24 hours before, register with them, collect it the next day. And if I have to be at another game at another stadium, I have to do the same. So you're up and down all the time while you're trying to also gain access to players. And yeah, it's very messy, but they promised to us that they will try to rectify these issues with the media, because it's been a nightmare, not just for South Africans, but for everyone, even the Egyptians. Yes, they got preferential treatment yesterday, but it's because they knew what was going on. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't as if like they were favored. It was just a misunderstanding between everyone. So they knew what was going on, but we didn't know what was going on. Wow. Understand?
Wow. But in the end, you managed to get hold of the Bafana players and the coach, Stuart Baxter. Did you manage to attend any training of Bafana?
Look, I met up with him in the hotel when they took the team photos, and we had access to Kamoelo Mokotjo and Motiba. But sure. I attended the Morocco and Namibia game while they were training. So I didn't get to see, go to their training session before this game, but I went to the Zimbabwe training ground last night, spoke to Kama Biliat and George Chigova, who is going to be reinstated as the first choice goalkeeper, even after Sibanda's spectacular opening day performance against Mohamed Salah in Egypt. So I got some good stuff from them. But yeah, going forward, I will definitely be with the Bafana training camp, because I feel like they're going to be here for quite some time beyond the group stage.
Wow. feeling really positive there, Lorenz. I mean, all these games have been played. I mean, we saw the opening game on Friday between Egypt and Zimbabwe. Are there any early favorites that you think they will go through to the last 16, last 8, or maybe eventually semis and the final?
Look, right now, based on the first round of performances, I think Algeria and Senegal look the most formidable at the moment.
Ahlan, Abdul Hen.
Hola, Abdul here. I don't want to start a fight. I just want to be umZulu. That's why I want a word with Zama Masondo. His commentary go AFCON. Yangchaza. Thanks to Bab Zama, sengikwazi ukuthi zimbindaba madoda. Now, I just want to learn ukuthi asithingi ukuya e-Egypt, baby. We can watch all 52 Africa Cup of Nations games with expert analysis and commentary in English, Sesotho and isiZulu in HD on SuperSport, only on DStv Combat.
And that should be that for today. Thank you ever so much for listening. Hopefully we'll meet again on Wednesday on our live show. Same time, same place from 2 o'clock. And thank you so much to my producer, Simon Strella, for producing the show. From myself, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.